The call for reparations to compensate descendants of African slaves is slowly gaining momentum in this country. California is developing statewide reparations legislation. Some cities, including Evanston, Illinois, and Providence, Rhode Island, are working on various local initiatives. But the push for reparations isn't just coming from activists and some politicians. Also musicians. Chloe Veltman of member station KQED reports.
California is leading the way for reparations. Its task force is currently working on a series of reports examining the impacts of slavery and systemic racism on Black Americans to figure out how the state should respond. Task force chairperson Camila Moore says music, and hip-hop in particular, is an integral part of the process.
To the extent that more Black American artists begin to talk about reparations in their music, the more the conversation will hit the mainstream and then will lead to the material reality of reparations actually being enacted.
Moore says she's used songs like Dedication by the late Nipsey Hussle at task force meetings.
I played the song kind of as a reminder of the long history of reparations advocacy in this country, starting with enslavement.
How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real reparations. Oh, I run up in your bank just for recreation, dedication.
Reparations advocacy is nothing new in hip-hop. The OGs of the genre have been pushing for it for decades in songs like By the Time I Get to Arizona from Public Enemy back in 1991. Public Enemy's Chuck D didn't only sing about the need for reparations, he also talked about the topic in interviews.
That's a glaring error of 250 years of free labor, slavery. We as Black people can't ignore it.
Here's the rapper in 1990 on Dutch TV.
Play fair, you know what I'm saying? Pay us.
Hip-hop is fluid enough to be able to capture the immediacy and the intimacies of our everyday lives, and in particular, Black working class people's everyday lives historically.
That's Daphne A. Brooks. She's a professor of music and African American studies at Yale University.
It's a form that has been a useful scaffolding for being able to mount critiques and the ways in which we think about how Black people operate within and against socio-political structures of power.
But the call for reparations in music predates rap. Its roots can be traced back to the end of the civil rights era in songs by such acts as the Staple Singers.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
And Gil Scott-Heron.
Who'll pay reparations on my soul?
Los Angeles-based composer and producer Adrian Young says it's hard to find songs specifically about reparations written before the 1960s. Young says that's because Black Americans in previous generations were fighting more immediate injustices, like the right to live in certain neighborhoods or attend particular schools.
How are you going to ask for reparations, but you can't even drink out of the same water fountain? You know, it's baby steps.
In recent decades, since songs about reparations have become part of the musical mix, the messaging has evolved. Artists have gone from focusing heavily on the need for reparations, as in Tupac Shakur's White Man's World from 1996, to considering questions like how reparations should be paid. For instance, in the song from 2013, 40 Acres, Pusha T says it's about giving people land.
I'd rather die than go home.
And a new generation of artists who've never written songs on the topic of reparations before are getting busy figuring out how to do it. Among them is Neff the Pharaoh.
It's such a big word to even rhyme with. Temptations, educations, evaluations, elations, salutations, mastication. Do you know the definition of mastication? It's to chew your food.
The Vallejo, California-based rapper says it's on him to make his mostly teenage fan base understand why reparations matter.
You picked all your cotton and laid a railroad steel.
For NPR News, I'm Chloe Veltman.
at your lumber mill, I see.
Corey Antonio Jones contributed reporting to this story, and if you want to find out more about reparations in music, KQED has an online article at kqed.org.